back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let's pull a card for today, and then I want to talk about Michael Jackson for a minute, Mr. Benny.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Here, would you pull it today?
Oh, sure.
All right, thank you. Because I'm having a little allergy thing today. Little allergies.
Why is that?
Or something. I was in front of, I was out last, yesterday.
You're not getting your sleep, are you?
No, I got to sleep, but here's the deal. We were at Richmond Beach Park, right? And my friend Melanie's birthday and the solstice thing, it's a week late, right?
Ah.
But we were out there, and they had a fire in a fire pit.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to get by the smoke. Well, that does not work for me.
No.
All right.
Smoke doesn't work for a lot of people.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
All right, prosperity law number 35.
You didn't even get that. Smoke gets in your eyes. That song is like so old, you don't even know that one?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get that one.
You have to look it up then.
All right, I'll look it up.
Okay, here we go.
Prosperity law number 35. I choose my response with love. And we have, you become master of your destiny when you choose your response to a difficult situation rather than blindly reacting to it. Tap into your personal power by asking yourself, how would you like to respond?
Dang! That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's how I'd like to respond.
Sure.
So, you know, this weekend was the one-year anniversary.
It was.
Of the death of Michael Jackson.
It was. It's pretty sad.
It is very sad. So, you know, on my cable TV thing, they had This Is It, right? The Michael Jackson thing.
They've been showing it all weekend.
Yeah, all weekend. And I had not seen it up until that point. And I watched it this weekend. I just cried almost the entire time.
Yeah, they had so many different ones, too.
And it was hard for me to remember. But, you know, the film, This Is It, the you know, when they caught him backstage and all of that before tour.
It was the pre-tour of, you know, the 50 shows that they were having in London. And we actually, one of the sister stations was trying to get tickets for that, too.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it obviously didn't go through. But I actually bought the DVD and loved it. And I still watch it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much he goes through and how much people enjoyed his music and his life,
right?
No matter, you know, ups or downs. I mean, really, he is the king of pop.
I couldn't realistically for some, there's a part of me that just couldn't believe he was gone.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? I watched it, and it's been a year, and it's like, really, really, you're not going to be on tour?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, he built it up so high, and it seems like it was dashed so quickly, and yet we're like, no, it can't be right. Come on. But it's true. But yet, even
sad.
Like, I know, exactly.
I cried. Yeah. I had one of these crybaby moments this weekend. It was the full moon, I think.
Yeah, it could have been.
But I watched that, and that, like, put me completely over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough because, you know, along with all the other shows going on, you know, they had the history between Michael and Where's Bubbles Now, you know, his pet chimpanzee.
Where is Bubbles?
I actually switched around and I forgot to catch on where Bubbles is now. I think Bubbles is in a home for animals, I believe, that reach a certain age.
So the kids didn't keep Bubbles?
No.
What's the deal with that?
They could.
Okay, because he was, what, two
well,
too
yeah,
old?
At a certain point, you know, it's a wild animal, too, so,
So I took myself to a movie.
Yeah.
And then I watched the special on Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
I took myself to the Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz Night and Day movie.
And what'd you think?
I loved it.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, it was competing with Toy Story 3 and Grown Ups.
Which, once again,
bad.
Took weekends
bad.
Top sellers.
Toy Story 3, $226 million.
Pulled in good money.
Yeah. Grown Ups, I love Adam Sandler, and I probably will see it, but I think it probably is a little bit more. I mean, did they make it kind of like to be in the same genre as Hangover?
They tried to, but I'll be honest.
Did you see it?
Seeing some of the clips, they could have done a better job like putting the movie together, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't rush out to see it.
No, neither did I.
I did rush out to see Night and Day with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. Do you know that she does most of her stunts? And then they had a special biography of Cameron Diaz on.
I think she should be doing most of her
stunts.
She
does. She does. What she represents is sort of women empowerment in Hollywood, which
Good
is
point.
Kind of, you know, kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about her journey and how she started out And some guy, I can't remember his name, but some guy saw her cheerleading or something. Whoa. And asked about, you know, asked if, you know, she wanted a model. And she said, call my dad. And what she commented about was, out of all of the sort of agents or whatever that had seen her, mm-hmm. there was only this one individual that actually did call the dad.
Wow.
Who passed away recently. And so it was interesting to watch this high school Cameron Diaz and watch how her life unfolded and how things showed up for her. She was not the first pick for the movie The Mask with Jim Mask with Jim Carrey. Did you know that?
I did not.
Do you
who,
know
was
who was the
first one?
Anna Nicole.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm, back then, Anna Nicole Smith.
Mm.
That would have been a whole different movie.
It'd been a different mask.
A different movie. And she talked about in her biography how when she was ready for that movie, because, I mean, you know what Anna Nicole Smith looks like, right? Or what she did look
She's
like?
She's a little top-heavy.
A little top-heavy. So can you, Anna Nicole, Cameron...
Or she was a little
Cameron
top-heavy.
Cameron Diaz, Anna Nicole, Cameron Diaz, Anna
I
Nicole,
still think they would have made great candidates.
So they asked her if she would get a little cosmetic...
She didn't have them done.
She didn't. She said, no, I won't.
Oh, right.
Do you imagine? This is like her first big film.
Well, I could
right?
imagine, yes.
No, but think about the guts that takes. Right? Think about it for a minute.
Oh, I can understand.
You know, somebody says to you, do you want to be in this movie with Jim Carrey? But you're going to have to get yourself a little bit sized, supersized. And she's like, no, I won't do that. And so she said, you know, you could tighten me. You can pull them up. But we're not going to do that.
She's smart.
Guts is what that calls. And look at her now. Look at her now. Interesting. So are you on the Twilight wait list to go see Twilight?
No.
Are you going to be in the midnight wait in line to go see Eclipse?
You are going to have to hit up Valerie for that.
I'm going to go see it. A million times.
I think you two should go see it together.
I'm sorry. I've been like one of these. Growing up, I grew up with the original vampire deal.
Yeah.
In black and white.
Never got into that.
No, I did. I watched all those things when I went to the movie. I mean, I lived in the Bronx. Think about it.
I take that back. I did see an original version of, what is it, Bela Lugosi?
Bela. Exactly.
One of the original. And I like that.
All right, now.
But since then.
All right. I got to ask you this question. Right. Now you hit on it.
All right.
Do you think that Stephanie Meyer named Bela after Bela Lugosi?
I don't know. It's possible.
Come on.
I don't know. Did you do research on it?
I didn't do it. I can't get anybody to answer me on that question.
It's probably on IMDb or something like that.
They said, you know, I got an email from one of my friends.
You know what
my friend said? You're way too old.
Oh.
She said, like, you know what? Stephanie Meyer probably doesn't even know who Bela Lugosi is. I said, of course she does.
Probably does.
Of course she does. So you don't really have like, oh, and they're playing like all of the vampire movies or television shows you've ever seen.
Of course. They're trying to, you know, capture and the memory of everybody and rekindle it, I guess I should say.
So this is supposedly, of course, the best of the Twilight so far.
Sure.
And beyond all of that, not just the best of the Twilight series, but it's been claimed to be one of the best movies of the summer. So it's not just the best of the series. People are really liking it. Critics are liking it.
I don't know.
But here's, again, this is me now just commenting, okay, you're going to now what? Split the last book in two?
Who's saying that?
That's what they're going to do.
Oh.
They're going to take the last book, which is after this movie, right? And they're going to take it, and they're going to split it in two movies.
Makes sense.
Makes financial sense. Doesn't
exactly.
make Does not make good movie sense.
No.
But it's like, you know, it just doesn't resonate with me.
Well, it's sad Hollywood's doing that.
So I'm going to go to one of the early morning shows to see it because I waited to watch Avatar in 3D for like 4 weeks
to get in. You calling in sick that day?
I'm going to see if we can do a pre-record.
All right, well, let me
is
know.
Is that bad?
No, you can do whatever you want.
I got to find out when Valerie's going to go see it. I read all the books. I actually really do love. I love the story and the storyline. It's very predictable.
You two should go together.
It's very predictable.
Come back and then do a show on it.
It is. It's very predictable though in a lot of ways.
Think so?
It was. Once you get to the part of Eclipse, right, and then you start to get to the fourth book, it then gets a little predictable. But guess who I like in it? What's her face that grew up? What's her name?
You're asking the wrong guy. No,
Dakota Fanning.
Oh. Oh, right.
She grows up in this
movie.
That's
right. That's right.
She does. She is like the best little evil person that you could find.
The best little evil person?
The best little evil person.
Okay.
It's very interesting to watch all this. So it's going to be an interesting summer of movies. Is there anything that you want to see or you're not a movie guy?
No. No, I am. I'd rather just see. I'm really kind of against Hollywood at the moment because it seems like everywhere you turn, they're just redoing plot like ideas.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're capitalizing on that.
Are.
And it's sad because you
yeah,
know they have
are.
Tons of millions of dollars. And
but there's
what,
nothing that
a,
you want to see.
Not really. Well, maybe Toy Story. But what I'm saying is
Toy Story.
Give mm-hmm. give a chance of a young screenwriter a chance, and
they
make
don't
a,
stand a chance.
I'm just. That's
I get
how
you. I know what you're saying.
Karate Kid 5, please. It's going to be 88 between, you know, now and I die. Come on, get something new.
Yeah. What happened to the Karate Girl?
Hilary Swank?
Who's the Karate... Whatever happened to that?
Well, she became a big actress.
There we go. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Go out there and have yourself a fabulous day. And remember, live life full out. We'll see you next time.